We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan. On the Fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Paul Rosenberg, Rosie, in for vacationing, if you will, Dolph Kramer and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. A very late baseball night last night with the New York teams, but a good night as both teams come up victorious. The Met game ended about 11:30. The Yankee game ended about 2:30 in the morning. Both of them won. I know that you did go. Even though the game started almost 9 o'clock, you did go to the Met game. And a little bit, as I predicted, Steven Matz would get an out in this game. I predicted that yesterday.
He got a few more than that.
And how about that? A terrific bounce-back performance by Matz. 6 innings, solid, 1 run. And a nice win for the Mets. Bryce Harper gets thrown out, all of that.
The lateness of the Met game made it easier to delve deep into the Yankee game.
I get that. Since you went to the Met game.
Right, so you got to factor in the commute home.
Right.
By the time home, it's after midnight.
Right.
Let me watch some Yankee baseball. And what helped the Yankee game, even though it ended at 2:30 in the morning, is that the first 6-7 innings of this game went very fast. It was well pitched. Matt Harvey pitched a very strong game.
He got up for the Yankees.
You know what I think
it
may be?
Did.
I don't know if it's getting up for the Yankees more than it is that the Yankees don't have a very good lineup
right now. They don't.
I mean, you're talking about Tauchman hitting fifth, Ford hitting sixth, Urshela, Higashioka got the start, Tyler Wade, though he was eventually replaced by DJ LeMahieu, basically played an entire game. So I don't know if it's Matt Harvey getting up necessarily for the Yankees more than it is the Yankees right now are trying to survive with a lousy lineup.
And they're doing a good job because they've won 4 straight games now.
Absolutely. And this game last night felt so bizarre because Zach Cozart got hurt. Now, where this is going, you'll see. Zach Cozart got hurt in this game. And because these teams do not carry deep benches.
Right.
Though the Mets actually had a deep bench on their end. They had 6 guys on their bench.
But they put Guillaume back up. And obviously, Frazier's back playing again.
Right. And they sent one reliever to in Justin Wilson.
Right.
And they sent down Paul Sewald. So the Mets did something that you'd only see in 1999. They had a 6-man bench. The Angels have no bench. So when Zach Cozart gets hurt, they have to take Peter Borjos, who's a career outfielder, and put him at second base. Peter Borjos had pinch run for the designated hitter. So let's put this all together. That means they lost the DH, the pitcher had to hit, and Borjos is playing second base. So what happens? And this was the sign I thought that the Yankees were going to lose this game. Not only Chapman blowing the lead, obviously, 2 strikes, 1 strike away from winning it. They put Borjos in at second base. And right away, he robs Brett Gardner of a hit. Gardner hits one. Borjos makes a diving stop, gets up, makes the throw. I'm thinking to myself, are you freaking kidding me? But then the Yankees took advantage of the Angels' sloppiness because Jonathan Lucroy was not the same player as he was a few years ago.
Thank God the Mets didn't sign him.
Or trade for him.
Right.
Remember, it was either him or Bruce.
Right, that is true.
He, on a strikeout, on a ball that gets away from him a little bit, just makes an awful throw to first base.
Yep.
To where Albert Pujols doesn't even jump. He's like, well, why even bother here? And then Gleyber Torres goes to second on a wild pitch, goes to third on a stolen base. They intentionally walk Mike Ford for some reason. Mike Ford, what do they think, Mike Ford's Babe Ruth? I mean, what's going on here? Brad Ausmus confused about who Mike Ford is. He walked him twice. And Gio Urshela got the game-winning hit. But in the 14th inning, you can see the Angels have their pitcher due to hit fourth. And they don't have anybody on their bench. So at some point, if the Angels get a base runner, the pitcher's going to have to hit. So what happens? And I got to give Boone credit. I love this. I love what Boone did. They get the first 2 outs in the 14th inning, and they intentionally walk with 2 outs and nobody on Cole Calhoun to go after what turned out to be Trevor Cahill, who does have experience hitting. His experience sucks, but he does have experience hitting. It's not like we're talking about a pitcher that's never hit before. And he did foul a couple of pitches off. And there was a part of me, Joe, that thought, wouldn't it be the most that's baseball
moment
if Cahill rips a double up the alley?
And then they'd be ripping Boone.
Nah, I would defend him.
No, I know you would, but I mean, there were people that would.
Yeah.
I mean, you know there would.
How do you put the time on base?
Right, there'd be somebody would. No doubt about it.
I loved it, though, because...
No, that's a smart move.
Yeah,
of course.
You can't
Especially in the American League, where these guys don't hit.
Yeah, and Kay and Flaherty were saying, you just pitch around Calhoun. I'm thinking, no. You make one mistake and he hits a game-tying home run. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
So they intentionally walked him, and then Cahill struck out, and the Yankees won the game. A game that... You know, there were some positives. Jay Happ threw a really, really solid game, which was nice to see. The negative was Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. I mean, this game could have ended three innings earlier, but Chapman could not shut the door.
To me, the positive for the Yankees right now is what you're getting out of these guys. I mean, like I said, they've won four straight games. You got guys here to me. I look at the Yankees right now, and I look at a team. You know, all the big stars are basically out. I mean, just about every one of them.
Yep.
And you look at this team, and you got hungry players that are trying to make it in the major leagues, whether you're talking about Clint Frazier, Tauchman, you know, I know Urshela has been around. I mean, but these are the kind of guys that are playing right now for the Yankees.
No question.
So these guys are hungry and they're out there busting it because they want to be in the majors. And you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you don't want your stars back, obviously, but you like that kind of, you know, you like that thing. You like that, you know, that attitude and guys that are out there really giving it everything because they want to be around. And right now, they're getting it done. They've won four straight games.
Yeah, and the bar doesn't have to be that high. I don't think anybody's sitting here saying the Yankees have to go on a 10-game road trip and go win 8 out of 10.
Right.
They just simply have to play .500 ball. And as you pointed out, when you look at the three wins against Kansas City and the win last night against Anaheim, they're winning games.
Yeah.
So they're finding a way to survive it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy last night. I mean, Aroldis Chapman didn't look like the same guy. And when you're one strike away from winning, and then he hits that Kozar, a left-hand hitter, Goodwin is the one that came through at the base hit, which is almost stunning that worked out that way. You probably are thinking to yourself at 1:30 in the morning, there's no way they're going to win this game. But give Jonathan Holder credit. Because Jonathan Holder, who's had a very tough season so far, comes in, got the middle of the order, 1-2-3 in the 13th inning, and basically pitched a 1-2-3 inning in the 14th. The only base runner was intentional, like we talked about, because of the pitcher being on deck. Yeah, they didn't touch Matt Harvey. Yeah, they made Hansel Robles look like he was Edwin Diaz.
How many innings did Harvey go last night? Six?
Six, and he could have gone more. And that's my critique of Aaron Boone. Can I actually critique him? I love the fact that he walked Calhoun. Last night was the perfect night to get an eighth inning out of Jay Happ. I'm sorry. Jay Happ's pitch count last night. Oh, Ernie's giving me the thumbs up. That means I'm saying something right
Ernie's
now.
Ernie's pumped up.
It's the eighth inning. You know how many in a row Jay Happ had just retired? Eight in a row. He had struck a bunch of guys out. His pitch count's 89. I don't know how deep this game's going to go. It's a tie game.
Right,
I don't know how long this game's going to go.
Right.
Why wouldn't I try to get, with the bottom of the order coming up, an eighth inning out of Jay Happ?
Sure.
His pitch count's 89.
Sure.
So I had a little bit of an issue with it. And did it hurt them? I mean, look, they were going to have to use the bullpen anyway because of the fact that the game went 14 innings. But anytime you can get an extra inning, especially out of a veteran, where you're not overly concerned about their pitch count. You know, Jay Happ's a guy who I think you can push a little bit, especially with the way he had pitched the last few innings of the game. I mean, really, his trouble, Joe, was the mistake he made to Jonathan Lucroy in the second inning. That was like 10 years ago at that point.
Yeah. No, that's right. From that standpoint in the game. Hey, look, I mean, look, I get it. I'm with you. 89 pitches, Happ's a veteran guy. Why not get another inning out of him? I'm not disagreeing with that. You should.
And I'm not
course.
Projecting the game's going 14 innings, but I am telling you at that moment of the game, it's 2-2.
Right.
And it didn't
look
like the Yankees. I mean, the Yankee lineup right now and the Angel lineup right now, is not you're not confusing it with Murderer's Row.
No, I understand.
So at that moment of the game, it's not stunning to think, boy, these two teams.
It's going to be a long one.
Yeah. These two teams may have a tough time scoring runs. But Ottavino came in and got the job done. It didn't make it easy, but he was able to get through it. Canely continues to look really good. I think that's a positive development, how Canely's looking like the guy from 2 years ago. Even Luis Sessa. I got to give this guy credit. Luis Sessa's pitched well. But it caused Boone to have to call an audible because before the game, they said they were calling up Loaisiga to go six-man. But now, because of how much of their bullpen they used last night, they are not going six-man.
Right.
So they've audibled back.
Isn't he pitching tonight, though, Loaisiga?
He is not.
Oh, he's not pitching tonight.
No, he changed his mind after the game.
So who's pitching, Herman tonight?
Herman. It's going to be the regular rotation.
I see. Okay.
And his point was, I used a lot of my bullpen. Herman may not go deep into the game. I think I need Loaisiga to come out of the pen.
I see. Okay.
So they made that alteration last night. And the other thing was, and this is more of a nitpick than it is a full-fledged complaint, can Austin Romine play in this game? Can Austin Romine start? The guy was the hero the day before.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the theory of, well, if you're hot, you don't play.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we know how we feel about that. It doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know.
How about this? This isn't statistical.
You're hot, sit 'em.
Right. This isn't a statistical thing. This is a human thing. How about you go to Austin Romine, who's a backup catcher, mm-hmm. and say, you know what? Gary's coming back really soon, so you're not going to play as much. You know why you're going to play Monday night? Not because you're hot, but because you deserve it. Because you got the game-tying hit in the eighth inning, you mm-hmm. bailed us mm-hmm. out, and then you got the game-winning hit. And so the reason you're going to play tonight, even though I pre-planned that you weren't going to play tonight, mm-hmm. is because as a human freaking being, you deserve to play tonight. And that's why Austin Romine should have played last night.
Well, I mean, look, you know the deal. I mean, the days of seat-of-the-pants managing are over. The days of managing with feel are not here anymore. They, you know, and God knows how much we all talk about it, the input from above. So, but I'm with you, of course. But Romine should play.
Yeah,
of course.
And Higashioka got a double in his first at-bat, so that made it look good for a while. But it's not even about that. It's not a knock on Higashioka. It's more the guy got the game time, the game-winning hit.
Again, you know, this is the pre-plan, so he's not playing. Right. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know? Like you said, let's keep the human element in you know in what the plans are here. That's how I would answer it.
Now, of all the things that happened in this Yankee game, there was something I've not mentioned that was the highlight of the game, and it was stunning to me. And that was when the immortal Hansel Robles came into the game in the ninth inning.
That's amazing. And Hansel Robles. How about that?
And Robles dominated, but that's not even what I'm talking about. Rosenberg knows what I'm talking about. He comes into the game. They play a video. A video that he requested the Angels make for him that included doves flying through the sky. What else is in this stupid video?
A video for and the Angels
did this? The white horse,
I think.
A white horse prancing.
So instead of like a little theme music.
Oh, no, there was a theme music, which I'll get to. He has a video with an accompanying theme song. And you want to know what that theme song was?
I have no idea. What is it?
This may not mean a lot to you, but he came out to the Undertaker theme song.
Oh, really? The wrestler?
Yes. And then every time he struck a Yankee out, they played the Undertaker bell. Who the hell is Hansel Robles? How dare he disrespect the legend of the Undertaker?
So Robles actually made this video himself?
He requested that the Angels do it for him.
But I mean, this video, would he produce the video? Did he create the video?
I would say he was the director of the video.
The director of the video.
He said to the Angels, I want you to make a video that includes, you know, the white dove and the horses and whatever else is in this. And I want the Undertaker theme song to go along with it. From Hansel Robles, Mr. Point to the Sky, it's a fly ball. Oh, wait, it's 500 feet.
Right.
And all I could think about is maybe the Undertaker theme song is perfect because usually he does end the game in a bad way. Usually it's dead man walking when he comes in. But I felt the ultimate disrespect for the future WWE Hall of Famer,
that's
the Undertaker.
Isn't there something wrong with that? A video for Hansel Robles?
There's something very wrong with it.
Yeah, well, oh, my God.
Something is very wrong with it. But congratulations.
That's out of control.
It is. And I know he backed it up. He pitched well last night.
It up. A video. Wasn't everybody going to have a video? So, like, everybody, every play and out of play. When you come up to the bat, I got my little video, my little 30-second video that I produced. So I want you to play before I hit. I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing, Ernie? I get it for the closer.
I don't get it for anybody.
Oh, come on. Trevor Hoffman, Hell's Bells, I get that.
No, music's one thing. The video's another. I got to have a video.
So the video's the thing that pops.
Well, of course. I don't care about that. Look, everybody's got a song now. Right. You know, I mean, I can live with the song. Everybody's got a song. Fine. You know, Mariano had his, you know, Enter Sandman. I get all of that. That's fine. But now I need a video? We got to have a video.
This is the pitcher's version of bat flipping.
Oh, my God. I need a video. And the video is Robles. That makes it even better. Come on.
Ernie, I know you're not a big wrestling fan, but what did you think when you heard the Undertaker theme song?
I saw the video a few weeks ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, it was out there that there's something special is coming for Hansel.
Is Matt Harvey going to have like a video of him like dating one of his supermodel girlfriends? I mean, was it going to have that? Oh, here I am at courtside at a Knick game or a Ranger game. Behind the bench. I mean, what are we doing? No, I'm serious.
I didn't enjoy that.
I mean, that's absurd.
Oh, it's beyond absurd.
Oh, my God.
But the Yankees did defeat the Angels last night. So if you're just waking up this morning, that's everything that happened last night.
Wow.
You got an outfielder playing second base, making a diving play.
I got indigestion now.
You're intentionally walking a guy to get to a pitcher.
It's not even Thursday night, and the Jets haven't screwed the draft up yet.
Not yet.
And I get it now.
At the capital off, Hansel Robles has a video accompanying with the Undertaker theme song. That was your night last night in Anaheim. We'll get to the Mets coming up because they did win last night at City.
How about that?
The NFL draft, plenty more to talk about that, what the Giants and Jets will do. The Nets play a do-or-die game tonight in Philadelphia. And, of course, your phone calls at 877-337-6666. And we'll give you a chance to win Yankee tickets every hour, including the Yankee Turning Point, which you would have heard if you listened to the postgame show at about 3:30.
It's got to be pretty easy turning point, doesn't it?
You never know.
That is true.
You never know.
Because sometimes, just like the Jets with their dumb drafts, sometimes they get cute. And cute doesn't always work. You know?
Yeah, to me, boy, the turning point could and should be obvious, but there are other options.
No, I understand.
There are other options.
I get that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.